He showed such great sensitivity to so many great rock artists, Peter Frampton, Joe Cocker, Styx, The Police, Supertramp, you know, that we loved recording for A&M Records. We took less money to be there. We just felt like there was human beings operating there. It was on, you know, their offices were on Charlie Chaplin's old film lot. It wasn't some giant black steel and glass corporate Warner Brothers, CBS, what have you. It just was, this was a place where art was created and art was celebrated. And to be part of that was just phenomenal for us after our experience at being with a subsidiary of RCA Records. And they gave us a chance. I'm always grateful for that. But A&M was a unique and special place.